Hello, Justin.
Hello, Catherine.
There is a new economic development that is percolating in the eastern part of Guilford County.
Yeah.
What is it, and exactly where will it be?
Well, this is what the Business Journal is digging into this week. It's called Project Haystack, and remember that name because you're going to be hearing a lot about it in the coming months. This is a fairly audacious plan, hugely ambitious, between Guilford and Alamance County, with the cities of Greensboro, Burlington, and Gibsonville, all a part of the visioning for this, the planning for this, the master plan. This would be 11 million square feet of developed space, with a goal of some 5,000 or more employees there within 20 years and a potential economic impact of $6 billion over that time when the companies that are in there are doing what they're doing and generating extra tax revenue.
So what kind of entities would move into this space?
Well, largely there are two, and it's really being designed to attract huge data centers to this part of the triad. And these data centers are operations that are run by companies like Google and Microsoft and Apple and the financial services industry that hold this increasing pile and piles and piles of digital information that we have to sort of run our lives and run our businesses. These data centers, they spin off not a lot of jobs, but a lot of tax base. So American Express is building a $500 million data center right now in eastern Guilford County. It's not even done yet, but just where they've invested in that part of the county, they've already generating $1.6 million a year in additional tax revenue, making American Express the fourth largest taxpayer in Guilford County. So the promise of these data centers is enormous. Also going into this land, or projected to go into this land, are advanced manufacturing operations, which would be high-tech oriented, and these would be high-paying manufacturing jobs. Undetermined what they would be, but that's the master plan goal.
Why is this area attractive to data centers specifically?
Yeah, there's a real couple of really good practical reasons. Data centers need lots of flat land, so there's flat land in eastern Guilford County and Alamance County. They don't like to be highly visible, so this land is not on an interstate, so you can't see it from the road. They need a lot of electricity, and Duke Energy has lots of excess electrical capacity because they used to feed all these manufacturing operations that aren't taking as much electricity as they used to. And the other thing is a little unusual. We don't have a lot of natural calamities here in this part of North Carolina. So we don't have earthquakes. We're not prone for tornadoes or hurricanes. They're not unheard of, but it's not common here. You can't have these data interruptions if you are Google or you are Microsoft or you are Facebook or some of these other types of companies. And so they want to be in places where they know that the weather is not going to cause them problems.
Okay. Justin, who are the main players and what kind of investment do they each need to bring to the table?
Well, you know, the investment right now is a little bit up in the air, but the idea is that this is going to be public and private. The public end is what the public end always does. They are going to be required to acquire the land, buy the land, make land available, build the roads, bring in the water and the sewer and all that kinds of infrastructure. So the local governments that are involved, as well as the state, are looking at how to divide those costs up. The private part of this is still coming together. You've got a variety of consultants, both in economic development and the legal field, trying to figure out how all these pieces fit together. And then you would have private companies coming in as well to invest, assuming that this all comes together and they want to come here. So it would all be run by an authority, not unlike the Airport Authority, which would be a nonprofit public-private entity that would figure out how to raise money and distribute these public and private funds to get this thing done.
Okay. And what are the risks?
Well, the risks really are for the local governments to decide whether they want to bet on the future. They're going to be asked to put in tens of millions of dollars in tax money that they hope they will get back in tax base and additional jobs sometime in the future. Is that future 3 years away, 5 years away, 20 years away? It's hard to predict. There's just lots of competition for these data centers nationally.
Roughly, what's the time frame for this massive project?
Yeah, so if this is going to get going, a lot has to happen in the first quarter or the first 6 months of next year. And what you're going to be seeing is these local governments, the five local governments that I mentioned, really sitting down and seeing, once the master plan has been laid out, and it has been, how do they divide up responsibilities and divide up costs? They need to come up with what's called an interlocal agreement, which will not only sort of commit them to what they're going to pay, but as the tax base gets created, how they will divide up the spoils, when the if this thing starts to pay off.
All right. Well, thank you, Justin, and enjoy the holidays.
Thank you, Catherine. You too.